Radio Africana.
Your non-stop entertainment radio.
Love is timeless, but so is great music. And there is no other place for an evening of great conversation with classic tunes and heartwarming stories. From 70s to 90s classics, every song has a story to tell. And speaking of stories, we tell it the way it is. Love, relationships, and everything in between. Join the crew every Wednesday by 8 p.m. It's a date with love, romance, and oldies.
Oh, yeah.
Only on Manchester's Afrobeat station, Radio Africana.
Hello, 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 hello. Guess who's back? Yeah, it's your girl, Jerry. Happy New Year, everybody. What's good? What's warm? What's happening? Oh my goodness, it feels like I've been away forever. I can't believe it's almost a month since I was here last. Well, if you're just tuning in, this is Love Stum with Jerry. This is the show where we talk about love, relationships, situationships, and everything between. We talk about the good, the messy, and should I say that I should have listened to my friends. Now, before we go into it, let me tender an apology. Oh there, family. I know I disappeared a little longer than expected. Don't be too hard on me. That's because I was poorly. Your girl was down with a nasty bug. Not the kind of bug, no. Not the text your ex at 2 a.m. kind of bug. No. The real one. But I'm back. I'm healed, I'm hydrated, and I'm staying hydrated. If you can see me on TikTok, I've got a cuppa with me because I need to. I'm still trying to be properly healed, so you're gonna bear with me if you hear a few between. That's just because I'm still trying to get my groove back. But it does feel so good to be here. Have I missed you all? Have I missed you? Hello to everybody joining me on TikTok. So we're live on the radio's handle. That's Radio Africana. And we're also live on my handle. It's Jerry1848. And you can also be a part of the show via WhatsApp. You know how we do. Let me just give you a refresher, just in case you've had a lot of fun over Christmas and forgotten how we do it over here. So how we do it is, I'm going to tell you what the topic of the night is in a bit. And I would also like to hear your side, yeah, because this conversation is between you and I. It's not just me doing all the talking, no. We're a family, so we have to be in this together. And the number to text in is 0744-881-1570. If you're in the UK, you can text. We're also on WhatsApp on the same number. It's 0744-881-1570. And if you would like to call in, the number to call in is 0161-222-9960. Is 0161-222-9960. But to everyone who's checked in, I want to say thank you for rocking with me. To everyone who's been with me from day one, thanks for rocking with me, checking in, and also not unfollowing me out of spite. I really do appreciate you all, for real, for real, for real. So yep, now we're going back to the business of the night. I know I must have been I must have missed out on this. We've done all our New Year resolution. We've done all the New Year, New Me thing. But we're still in January, so it's never too late. It's really never too late. The topic of the night is what we are doing and what we're not doing in 2026, baby. I want to know what you're doing and what you're doing in 2026 when it comes to dating and relationship. Let me know, fill me in on all the juicy stuff. Tell me what you're not going to be doing in 2026, and also tell me what you're going to be doing in 2026. Should I go first? Should I tell you what I'm not going to be doing in 2026? I'm going to start with the positives tonight. Yeah, the good news always comes first, doesn't it? I'm going to set the ball rolling by saying what I'm not going to be doing in 2026. What I'm not going to be doing in 2026 is playing small. Did I hear somebody say hallelujah to that? Drum rolls. Yeah, in 2026, I'm not going to be playing small. Be it in my career, be it here on radio, be it in dating, in relationships, in friendships, with family relationships, I'm not going to be playing small. I'm not going to be bending. Also, Yolanda is online and Yolanda inspires. Hi, Yolanda. Yolanda says, I'm not going to be procrastinating. Oh, Yolanda, that was... That's a good one there. I think that's you giving me a sign there, because I'm huge on procrastination. I did say I was going to do a few things this January, and though I started off the year a bit poorly, but I know I've been using it sort of as an excuse so far. I was going to start going to the gym. I was going to start yoga. I haven't started yet. I think we're 2 weeks in or 3 weeks in. I haven't just started yet, but I'm pretty sure... come next week, because I feel a whole lot better now, I should start going to the gym as promised. So thanks for that one. That was a good shout. If you're just joining in, this is Radio Africana. We're all the way in Manchester, United Kingdom. And I know we've got listeners and we've got people joining us from all over the world on TikTok. This is a big hello from Manchester. It's 8 p.m. here and we're here every Wednesday night. This is how we do. We're a family over here. We talk about love, relationships and everything between. And tonight we're talking about what we're doing and what we're not doing in 2026, be it in relationships, be it in dating, or even in our everyday life. I just want to know what you're going to be doing or what you're not going to be doing. Another one we should be doing in 2026, you love stormers, we are going to be dating with intention. Like, we're not going to be doing all that dating for fun thing. No, that's so 2020 late. This is 2026. We're not going to be doing any of that. We're going to be dating with purpose. We're going to be dating with intention. Ask ourselves, why are we doing this? Are we just out there because we want to be out there, or are we in it to win it? Because if you don't know what you want, that's fine, but do not just waste other people's time, because we don't want anybody wasting our time. So why waste another person's time? So what we're not going to be doing in 2026 is dating without intents. Like, we have to be intentional even about anything we're doing in 2026. We need to ask ourselves, what's the purpose? Why are we doing this? Hi Jolene, thanks for joining in. So this is Love Storm. If you're just tuning in today, we're talking about what we're doing and what we are not doing in 2026. Another thing I think we should be doing is asking the right questions. Like, not just, I think we should just get rid of what's your favorite color and what's your favorite food. That's late now. We shouldn't be doing that in 2026. We need to ask the right questions, like, how do you handle conflict? Like, I don't really like the where do you see yourself in 5 years kind of question, because, well, that's so much like a job interview kind of question. But it's, do you believe in therapy? Have you ever been in therapy? Have you got any traumas that you're dealing with? You know, certain questions that would just make you dig deep and then truly understand the person. So when they act in a certain way, there's almost a rational, you understand the rationale behind their actions. But trust me, you knowing your favorite color wouldn't help you deal with conflict. So these are things that we need to be doing in 2026. We need to start developing our communication skills and leave all the simple questions behind. I think we've overflogged those questions. We've asked them over and over and over. Yes, Yolanda, yeah, that's true. We need to ask deep questions, because this is about our lives. Like, when we're dating, we sort of open ourselves to, and open our lives as well to the other person. So it's only right that you ask the right questions. The number to text if you want to be a part of the show is 0744-881-1570. This is only for text messages and for WhatsApp messages. But if you want to call in, the number to call is 0161-222-9960. It's 0161-222-9960. And the number to text again is 0744-881-1570. If you're outside the UK, remember to add +44 744 881 1570. So that's +44 744 881 1570. I'm gonna take a music break, yeah, just to get us in the mood. We're gonna go on a short music break, and when we come back, we are still talking about what we're doing and what we're not doing in the year 2026, because this is gonna be a good year. See you in a bit. Don't go nowhere.
Baby, when you put your hands on me, I wanna touch you. And when we get
Hi there, welcome back to Love Storm with Jerry on Radio Africana. It does feel really good to be back. Tonight we are talking about what we're doing and what we're not doing in the year 2026. Yep. Back to the positives. I know we were talking about the positives before I went on that music break. This year what we're doing is we are matching energy and not potential. Yep. Gone are the days when you'd match potentials. No. In 2026, we are matching action. So it's action for action, not even aura for aura. We're doing action for action. So we're matching energy. We are not going to base anything on assumption. It has to be the reality of it. So how much energy are you putting in? That determines how much energy you're going to be getting from me in return. And the same way, I'm going to be putting in so much energy so that it's not just one-sided. I'm going to be putting in my best in everything that I do, and I would also expect that in return. So I'm not going to be giving you 100 and you are going to be coming in with 20. And then you expect me to believe that, oh, because you've got potentials, it might go up from 20 to 100. No, babes. What we're going to be doing in 2026 is I'm putting in 100 and you are going to be putting in 100. And that 100 would have the potential of becoming 200. But if I'm not getting any of that from you, you know how we do over here? Getting blocked. And that's also in every facet of life. It's not just going to be in love relationships or anything else. It's going to be with work especially, because obviously that's where you get the money from. So we're going to be putting in all that effort in work as well, because we're not just going to be giving all our best to love and relationship. No, we're going to be putting it, be it our business, our jobs, whatever it is that we do this year, we should be giving it 100 100 100. Yeah, so if you want to be a part of the show, if you want to text in and tell me what you're going to be doing or not doing in the year 2026, the number to text is 0744 881 1570. I've got a few messages and I'm going in, so I'll be going to the phone line soon. I'll take a few messages, go on a short music break, come back, take more messages like that. That's how it works here on the show. The first text for the night says, Jerry, I'm done dating people who say, let's see where it goes. It always goes nowhere. This is Rita from Manchester. Hi, Rita. Happy New Year. Yes, I totally concur. I'm not even going that way as well. Let's see how it goes. Really? Oh, yes. The only way it's going is out of the door. We're not seeing how it goes this year. The only way that would get you is out of the door if you're going to be seeing how it goes. Because usually, like Rita just said, it goes nowhere. It takes you nowhere when someone just says, let's see how it goes. So what they're doing is they're telling you, we are freestyling, and then you giving your consent to it if you do say yes, let's just see how it goes. Yeah, thank you so much for that. Another message says, 2026 is me blocking faster than I used to fall in love. Oh, this is Sade from Manchester as well. Thanks, Sade. Oh, yeah. We're blocking faster than we are falling in love in 2026. Because if we know what we're doing and why we're doing it, I don't think there's any reason why people should waste our time. Because in 2026, we've agreed that we're not going to be wasting anybody's time. So we do not need any time wasters as well. So in 2026... we are not wasting anybody's time and nobody's wasting our time. And if you're coming to waste our time, you are getting blocked. I love the sound of that. Blocked. Okay, yeah, other than dating with intentions, matching energy, I am gonna be choosing peace over passion in 2026. Can somebody say hallelujah? Yes, we are choosing peace over that passion that comes with chaos. You know, all them all in the head kind of love where you think, yeah, you're in love, so you take any form of chaos that comes with it. We're not doing that in 2026. It's gonna be peace. If the love is coming with chaos, that ain't no love, that's toxic. And we're not doing toxic in 2026. We're gonna be doing peace over here. It's gonna be only vibe on vibe, and then peace on peace. We're not doing any peace and chaos and peace. No, that's staying behind. Another thing that I'm personally doing in 2026 is I'm healing out loud. Yeah, we are not shaming people for doing the work. Anybody that wants to heal is welcome here. We are not going into 2026 all perfect and all. No, we're going to be healing out loud, letting people know we're healing, and also encouraging other people to do so. Growth is not corny, so even when we see people trying to heal, we're not going to shame them in 2026, because all of us need a lot of healing, and that's the only way the world can be a better place, if we put the actual work into ourselves just to make the world a better place. So this year, I'm looking inwards more than outwards. So this is going to be me taking time, understanding myself, and also trying to heal from whatever past trauma. I've not been through a lot of trauma. I don't want it to sound like, oh gosh, she has been moving around with a lot of baggage. No, but what I'm going to be doing in 2026 is trying to heal from mistakes I've made in the past, trying to drop all the excess baggage that I've been holding on to, either healing from wrong friendships, wrong relationships, and just trying to get things right in 2026, because 2026 has to be a different year. It's a year where we're going to be loving ourselves differently, and we're also going to be falling in love differently. So in order for us to do that, we need to drop past baggage behind. Bola from Manchester says, I'll be living for me and loving myself more this year. I wouldn't be tolerating bad behavior from any gender this year. You move mad, I move madder. That's aura for aura, baby. That's how we're rolling in 2026. We're going to be loving ourselves more in the year 2026. And at the same time, we're going to be loving ourselves enough to show other people enough love. Hi, Chris. Hi, Mamzang. Hi, Tracy. Thanks for joining in. Yes, in 2026, we are going to be loving ourselves more, not tolerating bad behavior, because we're not doing that. So we're not going to be tolerating that over here. And also not accepting BS from any gender. You move mad, we are moving madder. We're not doing when the girl, how we go low. What's that she said? No, this year we're doing aura for aura. You bring it, we bring it. That's how we do it on our side this year. So if you're just joining in, this is Lobstone with Jerry. I'm here every Wednesday at 8 p.m. GMT. We talk about love, relationships, and everything between family, work. We talk about everything you can think of. Oh, thanks. I'm new to TikTok, you see, so I really do not know what this gifts are, but thank you. Thank you anyways. Thanks for joining as well. I'm here every Wednesday, 8 o'clock, same time next Wednesday I'll be here, and we talk about love, relationships, and everything between. This is a safe zone. We're more like a family here, so we share our experiences and we try to learn from them. Here we support everybody, we're not fighting anybody. We're just here to resolve relationship issues and just try to be better people generally, basically. So do feel free to tune in next week again. And I'm not ending the show just yet, no. I'm just saying it in case you're dashing out, but you're not allowed to dash out till the end of the show because it's fun. So you're not allowed to do anything else but listen or texting. I'll be going back to the phone lines again because we have a lot of messages coming in. This one says, I stopped dating projects. I'm not TK Maxx. Okay. Okay, so not doing Ratchet this year. We're doing clean. We're not doing Best Bargains. No bargain hunting. You have to come correct. That's a good one. Thank you for that, Anna in Manchester. Yeah. Oh, come think of it. We had another Anna joining on TikTok. Oh, hi Anna. Hi Sazzy. Thanks for joining in. Oh, yep. Another person says, why do people want relationship benefits with single behavior? That's what we are not doing in 2026. Oh yes, in 2026 we're not doing freebie love. You have to come correct. We're not doing trials. Trial season ended in 2025. If you haven't subscribed in 2026, we're kicking you out of the system. Yeah, so no trial and error. You have to come correct. And you cannot expect to get wifey benefits from someone you're just going on dates with. So bear that in mind when you come into date in 2026 because that's how we do over here. oh my goodness, a lot of messages are coming in and most of them are damn hilarious. Yeah, so what else are we not doing in 2026? We said what we're going to be doing in 2026, and now I'm going to what we're not doing. I know some of the listeners have already jumped to what they're not doing in 2026. So what I'm not doing in 2026 is I'm not doing a secret relationship. That one. Let's keep it on the down low kind of relationship. Or I don't like you posting me on socials. I'm a very private person. I don't like to take pictures. We're not doing any of that in 2026. If you want to be in a relationship with me, you have to come correct. And I'm going to be posting you. You're going to get posted up all over social media. So, so that people get to know what you've been up to. We're not doing that. Let's just keep it on the download. No. If we're going in, we're going in. We're going in the whole nine yards. Yeah. What else we're not doing in 2026? Oh, we've got Tammy from Manchester says, what I'm not doing in 2026 is going back and forth with anybody. Oh yeah, that's a big one. Yes, that's a good one. We're not going back and forth anyone in 2026. If I said it once, I said it twice. Yeah, because we're all adults. And people know what they're doing, you see. So if they make you have to repeat yourself, it's just like they're doing it intentionally because they're not even listening. So if I have to keep telling you stuff over and over and sounding like a broken record, it means that you've been intentional about not listening to me. So we're not going to be going back and forth. You've done it, then I get the message. And that's it. Yeah. What else are we not doing in 2026? We are not trauma bonding. Just because you've got trust issues doesn't mean you and I are soulmates. You have trust issues, it can't work. You have to trust me or you don't trust me. With soulmates doesn't mean you have to stalk me everywhere I go because your ex-girlfriend cheated on you and then now I have to pay the price. I'm not doing that in 2026. If you can't get beyond what your ex did, then go be with your ex. I'm not your ex. I'm not going to have to fight and pay the price for another person's sins. So what I'm not doing in 2026 is trauma bonding. We're not doing that. I've got Harriet from Manchester. Harriet says, I'm not settling for less on anything. That's the big one. Not settling for less. Because why settle for less? Like, why? We're going all out in 2026. We're aiming high, and that's the only place we're going. We're going to the top. We have no business, absolutely zero business with the bottom. So in 2026, we're not settling. We're not trying to fit in. We're not trying to bend just to suit anybody's purpose. We're not trying to do anything just to please anybody. We're doing everything for ourselves in 2026. It's going to be the me first era. Not because we're selfish, just because charity begins at home. So we have to protect ourselves to be able to give others the best of us. So yeah, in 2026, we're not settling. Hi Sazzy, thank you so much. You said you speak so well. Thank you ever so much. Oh yeah, and you also just got the number one viewer badge. Thanks for being, for joining in today and being a good viewer as well. Thank you ever so much. I'm still trying to get a hang and a wrap of this TikTok. So if I'm not catching up on everything, please pardon me. I'm just trying to get a hang of it. But I know I'm going to be a TikToker pretty soon. I do this over and over, and then it becomes part of me. Yeah. So I can tell you're getting a hang of it. Are you doing well? Hello. Thank you. Yeah. So what do people say when they are on TikTok? Because I watch a lot of videos, and I see that people tend to carry other people along. So what other, can you tell me the buzzwords I have to use so that I don't feel like a newbie as such? Yeah, because I know there are a lot of lingos on TikTok that I need to catch up with. But yeah, I'll try. I'll keep watching videos so that my next life, I'll use all the buzzwords and then I can go popular. Yeah, okay, yeah, like, tap. Yeah, I know, I remember that one now. If you're just joining in, please tap so we can be at the top of TikTok can tell others that we're doing the right stuff, and then yeah, get people on our life. Okay, yeah. So if you're just tuning in, this is Love Stone with Jerry. I'm here every Wednesday at 8 and we talk about love, relationships and everything else. So as I say, just keep doing it, doing what you're doing. Different people, different continents. I'm not so Gen Z myself. I know. Oh, hi, Topsy Rec. Hello. Thanks for joining in. Yes, yeah, so tap. Like, so that we can be at the top. Yeah, we can be a popular life and then more people can join us. Yeah, so back to the topic of the night. We are talking about what we're doing and what we are not doing in the year 2026. And another thing I'm not doing is letting loneliness choose for me. I'm not going to be dating out of loneliness. I'm not going to be doing that. I'm not going to be dating because it's cold. Oh, it's winter. I'm having winter blues. Ooh, I need... No, we're not doing that in 2026. That's not what we're doing. We are going to be dating with a purpose, because being alone is better than being with someone that's going to drain you emotionally, physically, even spiritually or financially. So we're not doing that. This year, we're going to ask ourselves why we are doing this. Remember, that was the first thing I said. We're going to be dating with intent. We're going to be intentional about everything that we're doing. So we're not going to be dating out of loneliness. If we are lonely, we are going to be joining. We're going to be starting new hobbies. Start going to the gym. Start golfing. Start bowling. Zumba. The million and one things we can do with our time than just date because we are lonely. Someone says, are you dating though? So dating is different from being in a relationship. It's the start of 2026. This is a blank page here. We're starting afresh. So that's this year. I'm just trying to look inwards this year. So I'm in my healing phase, where I'm doing a lot of retrospection and yeah, trying to do better than I did last year. So at the moment, not really going on dates or doing anything. No, I just want to understand where I'm at and where I'm going, and also try to be strategic about life this year. Yeah, so that's it. Yeah, exactly. I'm going to be better for the next time when it happens, and I'll be making the right choices this year. So no, not just diving headlong into relationship this year. No, not doing any of that. Yeah, and what we're not doing this year as well is we are not forcing vibes. If it doesn't flow, please, please, please let it go. You've been hanging on to that relationship for way too long. You've been hoping, expecting, wanting, praying, and it still hasn't changed, my love. So it's about time you call a spade, and just let it go. Let it go. Yeah, this is time to let it go. That job, that relationship, that friendship you've been holding on to for too long, that friendship where you've been explaining, that relationship where you've been doing your best, you've given it your all, you feel drained, you feel exhausted. No, darling, we're not forcing it this year. We are not forcing it. We've got Toby from Manchester said, definitely not forcing vibes. No, in 2026, we are going for those who love us. We're going to jobs where we are loved, where we're wanted, where we're appreciated. We're not no longer going to stay in jobs where we don't feel welcome, where we don't feel loved, where we're not celebrated. And we're also not doing that in relationships. In 2026, we are going to be in relationships where we feel loved. We want to be in a job where we're going to work in the morning and we feel excited about going to work. We don't want to be in a job where you already start feeling anxious once the alarm goes off. That's killing you. That's eating you up slowly. So this year, what we're not doing is that. We want to go into the workplace looking forward to it. And we also want to be with people who make us feel special, people who treat us differently, people who make us feel wanted, people who make us feel loved. There's something to say. It's, you know, when you get, I don't know, for girls, for ladies would understand this better, when you're trying to tongue a hair that's not human hair, you see how the calls never last. This is how it is, because whilst doing it, you can already tell that this is not working. So that's how it is with those relationships. You already know that this is not working, but you're just trying your best to coil and coil and coil. Darling, you're going to be coiling that for a long time. Top Surex says, shooting shot, babe, you're so fine. My size. Oh my goodness, that really, really cracked me up. Thanks for that. Oh, that was so funny. Thank you. Yeah, shoot your shot, slide, dive. Just joking, just kidding there. Oh yeah, so we're talking about what we're doing and what we are not doing in the year 2026, and it's still your girl Jerry, and it's still the show Love Storm with Jerry. She says, are you taking any applications? No, not just yet. I'm not taking any applications just yet. I'm in my healing phase, and this has to be a personal journey. I can't go on this journey with anyone just yet, because I'm still in my healing phase. I'll let you all know once the application forms around so you can grab a copy. But till then, we're just here on Love Storm, keeping it real and learning lessons. Harriet from Manchester says, never thought of this, but I agree. And she's agreeing to forcing vibes. Yep. And we're going to go on a short music break. And when we come back, we are still talking about what we're doing and what we're not doing in the year 2026. I'm still going back to the phone line. So if you want to be a part of it, you still have a few minutes to send your messages in. It's 0744-881-1570. It's 0744-881-1570. I'm also live on at Radio Africana on TikTok and Jerry1848 on TikTok as well. So you can find me on either handles. And if you want to call in as well, please do feel free to call. It's 0161-222-9960. 0161-222-9960. And if you're calling outside of the UK, please put +44. I'm going to take a short music break, and when I come back, we are still going to be talking about what we're doing and what we're not doing in the year 2026. Don't go nowhere.
Makes you change your ways, like hanging with your crew. Said you act like you're ready, but you don't really know. And everything in your past, you wanna let it go. I've been there, done it, on the ground. After all that, this is what I found. Nobody wants to be alone. If you're touched by the words in the song, then maybe you got it back. Your own food, hang up and you call right back. Oh, you got it bad. If you miss a thing without your friend, your whole life's off track. Know you got it bad when you're stuck in the house, you don't wanna have fun. So all you think about, you got it bad when you're out with someone, but you keep on thinking about somebody else. Say that you love them, and you really know everything that used to matter don't matter no more. Like my money or my cars,
you can have it all. And
flowers, cards, and candy,
do it just cause.
Said I'm fortunate to have you, girl. I want you to know I really adore you. All my people know what's going on. Look at you, mate. Help me sing my. Tell her I'm your man, you're my girl. I'm gonna tell it to the whole wide world. Lady, say I'm your girl, you're my man. Promise to love you the best I can. See, I've been there, done it, all around. After all that, this is what I found. Every one of y'all are just like me. It's too bad that you can't see that you got it bad.
You got it bad.
Hey, hey,
no, hang no, up,
no, you call right back.
Hey. You got it bad. When you miss a day without your friend, your whole life's off track.
Yeah.
Know you got it bad when you're stuck in the house.
Oh, you stuck
up. So all you think about,
look at yourself.
You got it bad when you're thinking about somebody else.
You got it bad.
Hello, it's still your girl Jerry, and you're still listening to Love Stump with Jerry on Radio Africana. And tonight we are talking about what we're doing and not doing in the year 2026. I've got more messages from our listeners. This one says, Jerry, if they don't plan dates, I'm not planning a future with them. This is Debbie from Salford. If they don't plan dates, I'm not planning a future with them. So says Debbie. So you heard, you better come correct if you want to ask Debbie out on a date. You have to plan it and then say to Debbie, this is it. But that's an interesting one, you know, that Debbie has just raised. I think I need to have an episode where women talk to men about dating women, right? I'm not just going to play the blame game tonight and say men don't understand how women want to be treated. I think I need to have an episode, like a he's and hers episode, where I talk about how women want to be treated and men talk about how they want to be treated, and we'll be taking it from A to Z. A being from when you say hello, because I noticed this especially on social media. A lot of men, I'll take for instance, I have people that add me up on Facebook, and yeah, we might probably have mutual friends, because my account obviously is public on Facebook, so mutual friends would want to add me up. And then you add me, and next thing, you're being polite enough to say, oh, thanks for accepting my invite or my request. And I say, yeah, thanks. Oh, no worries, you're welcome. Tell me why the next thing is you're just going to, oh, you're so beautiful, baby, can I have your number? And like, what do you mean? Like, how did we go from you just requesting that I add you on my Facebook? I've done that. So why are you calling me names like baby? You don't even know me. You're beautiful. And the next thing you're saying is, can I have your number? Like, you don't even know me beyond my profile name. So take, for instance, my profile name is Happy Hour. I'm just saying that that's not my profile name. So you don't even know me beyond Happy Hour, and you're already asking me for my number. I think these are the things that we need to talk about. I think people need to understand, men need to understand how women want to be approached. And probably men need to tell us what their expectations are, just so that we start doing things the right way in 2026. Because there's certain things that you think they just come on courtesy and you'd expect people to understand that, but it's glaring that a lot of people do not understand that. So I think my next topic, that's probably going to be the topic for next week, we need to understand how women want to be approached, and men also need to tell us how they want to be treated. Like, I think it's best for us to have a certain understanding of how each gender prefer the other gender to approach them, rather than just going into it blindly and having wild expectations. Okay, that being said, I'm going back to the phone lines. Okay, Kemi in Manchester says, my love language in 2026 is accountability. Ooh, yep. Yep. And I think that's both ways. You have to be accountable. They have to be accountable. We all have to be accountable. You own it. You can't do something and just not take ownership of it. You have to come out, do it with your full chest. 2026, we're doing anything that we're doing with our full chest. Yes, did you do this? I did it. Why did you do it? I did it because that's taking ownership. We're not going to start playing blame games. So, No. 2026, we're taking full accountability. Oh, sorry, I forgot to do this. I'm really sorry for that. And I'm taking responsibility for my actions. That's how we're rolling in 2026. That's a good shout there. Oh, okay. This is coming from a guy, actually. And this is Paul in Manchester. He says, normalize leaving after the first red flag. No need to collect all of them. You're not a collector. So it says, normalize leaving after the first red flag. I'd say, yeah, that's true, because we love to give excuses. We're not making excuses, no longer making excuses for people, no longer doing that in 2026. Once you've spotted that red flag, allow them go with their red flags. Don't go in trying to change people. This person has been this way for the most of their lives. They're not going to change it just because you met them and you don't like it. No. If you've spotted that red flag, if it is a red flag for you, do yourself a favor. Do them the honors as well. Do them the honors and leave. Do not stay there waiting for, oh, I'll just wait and see if he's going to do it again. I'll wait and see if she's going to do it again. They will do it over and over and over. And then you stay there collecting all of them because you become a tax collector, a red flag collector. So one red flag, Paula from Manchester says, one red flag is enough. It is indeed enough. Once you spotted it, and if it is a red flag for you, just leave, and then they'll understand. Because then you haven't gone so deep into it. So the hurt is not going to be so much if you did leave in the beginning. But if you had to wait till the last minute, then you now start to hurt yourself and hurt them as well in the process. Okay, some might not like this. Dating apps for me need to go. If you know me, I'm team dating apps need to go. We are not doing dating apps in 2026. We're not doing dating apps. We need to go out there and meet people in real time. You see, this virtual meeting, yes, it's good, but then we're no longer in COVID era. Pre-COVID, people were not really so much into dating apps. Dating apps just skyrocketed over COVID. We're out of COVID now. Let's go out there and start meeting people real time. Like, we can't rely on meeting people virtually. We need to go out, we need to socialize, because I think it's even making all of us antisocial. Like, we need to go out there, meet people in real life and start dating. It's easier when you meet people in real life than meeting them swiping. You just sat at home swiping, and then you meet them in real life and you're like, oh, they don't look anything like they did in their pictures and their photos. But whose fault is it? It's your fault because you've chosen to do it that way. So I think we need to start going out more, normalize seeing people in public, giving compliments, like starting small talk, small conversations. It's almost like we go out and everybody's so frigid and rigid. I think we need to start letting go more, start having fun. We no longer have fun. You go to the bars, go to the clubs, and people no longer dance. People just sit down and they're on their phones. 2026, let's start leaving. Like, let's start forgetting about our phones. Oh gosh, sorry, I got my hair stuck on my face. If you can see me, you can see I'm struggling with my hair. Yeah, like, let's start feeling stuck up, because most of us feel and act stuck up. We need to unwind and act normal again, because this is almost like a zombie culture where we go out and then everybody's like stood there like a robot. And that's because we are not socializing as much as we used to in the past. Let's normalize meeting people in real life. Let's normalize having fun. Let's normalize dancing in clubs, because that's what they made clubs for. Let's normalize seeing people, complimenting them. Let's normalize seeing a girl that you like and trying as much as possible, seeing someone that you like, trying as much as possible. Start small talk. When you see that they're flirting back, you then know that that's the green light. You proceed to say, okay, can I have your number? Let's normalize doing that, because that's how we used to be. How did we even get here? How did we get to the stage where Nobody wants to do anything again. We see people in person, we don't talk to them, and then we go back to our phones, start swiping, and most times, most of them are even catfishes. Like, how do we get here? Let's try to do better in the year 2026. Let's take the bull by the horn, start doing things the way we used to do it pre-COVID. Go out, have fun, meet people, feel free to talk to people in public, feel free to dance like nobody's watching, feel free to enjoy life one day at a time, feel free to heal, feel free to love, feel free to aim for the top, feel free to do things normally again. I can't believe I'm almost coming to the end of the show. It's always a ball here, and I usually do not want to go anytime I'm in the studio. And I want to say I love all of you for coming back today. Like, I've been posting saying I was going to be back, and really and truly, a lot of you did tune in as always. I want to say a massive, massive thank you to everybody who's joined in tonight. You're the reason why I'm here, and to everyone who's joined me on TikTok. Thank you ever so much. I'm going to be here next week, Wednesday, same time, same handle, same station, Radio Africa. And this is what we do every Wednesday. We talk about love, relationships, and everything in between. I'm going to love you and leave you, and I'll see you same time, same station. Take care of yourself, and remember what we're doing the most in 2026 is loving ourselves unconditionally. I love you and have a good night. It's Jerry signing out. Bye.
See, my days are cold without you, but I'm hurting while I'm with you. And though my heart can't take no more, I keep on running back to you. Days are cold without you, but I'm hurting while I'm with you. And though my heart can't take no more, I keep on running back to you.
Baby, I don't know why you're treating me so bad.
Always tell me that you need me, and I'm weak cause I believe you, and I'm mad because I love you. So I stop and think that maybe you could learn to appreciate me. Then it all remains the same, that you ain't never gonna change, never gonna change.